Next person is Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. Date of birth is 1/20/1950. This is a 72-year-old gentleman who lives with his daughter, has a history of severe end-stage COPD. Patient has been O2 dependent in the past, but the current hospice provider is not providing him any O2. Patient also needs a new nebulizer because the machine is broken. Patient is in obvious respiratory distress with corpopulmonale and pulmonary hypertension associated with lower extremity swelling and PND, period. Recent hospitalization, none. COVID immunization up to date. Surgery, history of gunshot wound to the abdomen, gallbladder surgery, medical problems, coronary artery disease, hepatitis C, overall disability. Patient is able to use a walker, was able to use a walker, but now he's too short of breath to use a walker. Patient is definitely homebound. Socially, he's a smoker. He's not drinking alcohol. His wife passed away. Family history, extensive history of COPD and stroke. Medication includes metoprolol, Breo, B-R-E-O inhaler, albuterol, which patient is currently out of, pernebulizer, which is broken. Review of system. Increased edema, shortness of breath, definite need for oxygen, which needs to be evaluated, not eating, weight loss, BPH symptoms, and edematous. Patient also is currently taken care of by a pain management clinic and is on Adderall, Trazodone, and Suboxone. Review of system, shortness of breath, BPH symptoms, pedal edema, severe COPD, need assessment for oxygen, shortness of breath, and PND at all times, EJD, and severe and moderate pain. On exam, blood pressure 160 over 95, pulses 98, respirations 18, the febrile, heart, positive, small positive, two, tachycardic, lungs, bronchi, and valves, along with shallow breath sounds and wheezing, abdomen soft, lower extremity 2 plus edema, neurological movement all four extremities, but overall, patient is quite debilitated, not able to stand up by himself, not able to walk with a walker anymore, unless he's helped with his up, unless his daughter helps him. Positive muscle wasting, skin shows decreased turgor. Assessment, here we have a 72-year-old gentleman who appears much older than stated age. Patient has a severe end-stage COPD, needs assessment regarding his oxygen. Patient also needs a new nebulizer. Patient is in need of fluid pills, Lasix, in order to reduce the overload. Next number, BPH, may need Flomax. Next number, patient needs a third COVID immunization, has had 2 immunizations already. Next one's patient needs a flu shot. Next one's patient had a great response to Motrin 800 milligram, but at this time, this has been discontinued. May need Motrin 800, may take up to twice a day after the edema has been brought under control. Next number needs a new nebulizer. Next number needs albuterol. Next number needs both albuterol inhaler and albuterol per nebulizer. Next number is in need of new walker, since the current walker is non-functioning. Next number, history of hepatitis C, not interested in pursuing workup. Next number, must quit smoking, but he states he never quit smoking. Next number, opioid dependency, history of currently doing well with Suboxone, Adderall, and Trazodone per Dr. Valdez, V-A-L-D-E-Z, per his psychiatrist / pain management specialist. Thank you. Oh, also put down next number needs, is in desperate needs of O2 and O2 assessment at home. Thank you.